So welcome to the second week of our Abundance Program. And so our Abundance Program this year is based on the book 40-Day Mind Fast Soul Feast by Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith. And so if you weren't here last week, and if you are reading along with us in the book, I'm going to give you the homework assignment. So the homework assignment is every day to read one of the day's readings, because it's set up as 40 days. So each day you read one of the day's readings, and then you journal about it. You can either journal about the whole concept for the day, or you can pick out a sentence or two or three or a phrase that really speaks to you, something that makes you think or something that stirs something in you. And what I want you to do is to write about what it means to you, how it affects you, how you apply it to your life, or what your life might look like if you applied it to your life, how would it make things different? Because what we're doing, they're very short readings. The meat is, to me, picking the sentences that really speak to you. And so we're using it as fodder for, as a way for us to access our own inner wisdom. It's the inner wisdom. It's the stuff that's coming forward from what that makes us think about that actually creates the consciousness shift, creates the growth, creates the change in our life. So we are using that book to access our inner wisdom and as a way to grow our consciousness and to grow our consciousness into a place of greater freedom. Freedom from experiencing lack in different areas of our lives, freedom from feeling limited in different areas of our lives, freedom from feeling like and experiencing like there isn't enough or somehow that we aren't enough, and instead to experience a greater abundance of all the things in our lives that we deem to be good. The things that make for a rich and a fulfilling and a deeply satisfying life. Because really, living a deep and a rich and a deeply satisfying life, that is really living an abundant life. That is really what abundant living is about. It's not just about money. It's about having enough of and having an overflow of all of the things that make our lives rich and satisfying, all of the things that make our hearts happy. And so I know that every single one of us wants to live a fulfilling life. Every single one of us wants to live in the flow of that abundant good of life. We want to have the things that make our hearts happy and the things that we desire come to us easily, not come to us with struggle, but we want those things to flow into our lives with ease. And so today, I'm actually talking about shifting our attitude around work and around work being about making money as a tool to increase that abundance in our lives, as a way to shift our experience from feeling limited and experiencing lack and not enough to experiencing a flow and plenty of the good in our lives. And so Michael Beckwith, in his book, 40-Day Mind Fast Soul Feast, says this. He says, think of the new vocabulary that would emerge if people embraced an attitude of service and generosity of heart rather than work. When you perform that which has been given you to do with an attitude of work, you are actually in servitude to that work. You are a servant to your own burdensome false ideas. Service, on the other hand, is freedom. So when we serve another person with that attitude of serving, what happens is we open ourselves up. Do you know that? Do you get that? When you're serving, how you feel open? We open ourselves up, and as we open ourselves up, we open ourselves up so that infinite good of the universe can flow into us and flow into our lives. We become a conduit for the energy of spirit to flow through, for the energy of good itself to flow through. And so when you do your work, whatever your work is, whether it's paid work or whether it's volunteer work, when you do it with an attitude of service, of serving, what happens then is it becomes all about giving and not about getting. And when you have an consciousness or an attitude of giving, and you come from that consciousness of giving, your mindset and your feeling tone then is a sense of fullness. It's a sense of enoughness. It's a sense of that your needs are already met and you're giving from this overflow. And what happens then is that attitude and that consciousness and that feeling tone that's going on draws even more good to you. Because the law is a law of correspondence. The outside corresponds with what is going on the inside. So when you're coming from a place of fullness and a place of overflow, the universe says, yes, fullness and overflow, and gives you more of the good. That's the way that the law works. And so let me give you an example. Say that you are working as a nurse. If you were to go to work in your job as a nurse simply to get a paycheck, and you are going there to get the money, think what your job would be like. You certainly would not have an experience of love and of connection and of fullness of heart and fullness of spirit and of gratitude and all those feelings that come from being a nurse and being of service. And you certainly probably wouldn't get put on for extra hours where you would actually make more money also. Because you're only there to get, not to give. And you know what? It's the same exact thing whether you are making hats or fixing computers or fixing or selling cars or working for the electric company. It's all the same. When you are there to give, you're placing yourself in the flow. When you're there to get, you're coming from an attitude of there isn't enough and I don't have enough. And that closes off the flow. And so as spiritual beings, one of the reasons that we are here on planet Earth is to be of service, to serve our fellow human beings, to serve all of life, to serve the animal kingdom. And right now in where we are in our world, absolutely to be of service to this planet, to care for this beautiful, magnificent planet that we're living on. That is part of the reason we're here, to give, to support those things. But not only are you here as a spiritual being to serve other people, you are also here to serve your own spiritual prototype. Do you remember when Plato talked about the idea that there is a perfect idea of, say, what a horse is? A real horse in life never is that perfect idea. There's a perfect idea of who you are, and it is your spiritual essence, and you are here to serve that, here to serve that divine blueprint, and to bring that into the world and make that real in physical form. So we are here to serve that essence of who we really are. Who you really are, a godling here on this planet. That, when we are serving that, that is the presence of God within us. That is the presence of God through us. And so when we are in service to that within us, that divine blueprint, that spiritual prototype, the truth of who we are, when we are in service to that self with a capital S, then we just step into that fountain that flows without end. We've placed ourselves in the flow when we do that. That fountain of unending good that is the activity of God. And as we are of service to that self with a capital S, we are then in service to life itself. Because the truth is there's only one. There's only oneness. And as a result of that, then we feel filled up from the inside. And then we are supported from the outside. And so the title of my talk today is Now Serving Number One. And what I'm talking about is number one is that self with a capital S. Number one is that divine within us, our own spirit, that spiritual ideal, that we are serving that spiritual ideal. And so one of our community members, Yvonne, told me a story this week that she has been going every day to 7-Eleven where there is a homeless man that's there and buying him coffee. And it's not the nearest 7-Eleven. She actually passes two other 7-Elevens to get to this 7-Eleven because he's there every day, and so she buys him coffee every day. And so she went there one day last week and was in, and she was buying coffee and a few other things, and he comes running into the store and he goes, wait, have you already paid yet? And she says, no, he goes, let me buy your things for you today. Somebody gave me a $20 bill and I want to buy your things for you today. Is that awesome? And Yvonne says, you know, my first thought was, oh my gosh, and today's the day I'm buying a bunch of things, not just coffee. You know, she shouldn't spend his money. And then she thought to herself, wait, me allowing him to do that is allowing him to serve his self with a capital S. It's allowing him to step into that divine flow and that law of circulation and give. And as he gives, he opens himself up to receiving even more. And so she goes there and buys him coffee and is of service and serving him when she does that. She is also serving her own divine blueprint when she is doing that. She is serving herself with a capital S. And she is doing that through her care and through her love and through her generosity of heart and generosity of spirit. She is doing that through that attitude of oneness. That's where that comes from, wanting to serve. That oneness and feeling connected to humanity. She is serving that self by seeing his light. And when she sees his light, when you see anyone's light, it invites it forward. In Spiritual Economics, Eric Butterworth says, think of your work not as a place to make a living, but as an opportunity to make a life. We're giving ourselves the opportunity to make a life that is beautiful and that is magnificent and that is rich and satisfying. So we think that work and going to work is about making money, but really going to work is about so much more than that. There are so many opportunities in whatever your work is to create in this physical realm who you really are, to create that in form. It's an opportunity and a place for your own creative expression and expressing who you are on a spiritual level. It's a place to allow your spirit to express. And we do that by sharing our gifts and our talents and what we're good at and what comes natural to us in a way that serves other people. That's being on purpose. And I think sometimes we don't realize that giving and receiving are connected to each other, but they are. They are simply two places in the same circle. It's a law of circulation, and when we give, we step into that circle. It's a law of circulation. And when we give with open hearts, and when we give with open hands, and with a generosity of heart and spirit, then we open ourselves to that flow. Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson says, we place the universe in our debt as we give more than what we are compensated for, which means that we don't work for money alone. Since we cannot outgive the self-givingness of spirit, the universe gives back even more than we could ever give to it. I love that. We place the universe in our debt when we give more than we are compensated for, when that nurse is giving more than she is compensated for. And if we place the universe in our debt, what means is we create a draw on the good of the universe so that it can flow into us. It's kind of like priming the pump. Priming the pump creates a draw, so it pulls the water up into us. Us expressing and sharing our love with an open heart and open hands and serving is like priming the pump, drawing the good into our lives. And so the invitation then is to let our work be a way that we serve, to let our work be a way that we serve humanity and that we serve our own divine nature. And so that is the invitation. And here's what the invitation is not. The invitation is not to serve others until you are absolutely depleted. It is not to serve others until you are burned out and drained. It is not giving until it hurts. That's martyrdom. And we're not looking for martyrdom. We are seeking to have spiritual balance and spiritual poise. We are seeking to live a life of spiritual poise. And so it's about serving versus working. It's about serving our own divine nature as we move through our days. And so that means then in the midst of serving humanity and serving your own divine nature, you practice good self-care. That means that you rest and that you have fun. It means that you be still and commune with God. It means that you laugh and that you have joy and you have lightness in your life. It means that you play and you work and you give and you receive, because serving our spirit requires all of that. That's living a life of balance. You know, you could not survive on a diet entirely of broccoli. And you could not survive entirely on a diet of ice cream. It requires balance in our lives. We might try to do that, right? And it doesn't last very long. You know, you can't be totally self-indulgent and not be of service, and you can't be of service and not take care of yourself. It requires both. Service includes all of it, serving others and serving our own spirit. And so I'd like to close with a quote by Eric Butterworth. He says, "Let your work, whatever it may involve, be an outworking of the creative flow, engaged in through the sheer joy of fulfilling your divine nature." And so my invitation to you is to use the things that you are good at, the things that you are passionate about, the things that come naturally to you as a way to serve humanity and as a way to serve your own spirit. Use those things as an avenue to meet a need in this world. Then you're automatically on purpose, and then you're automatically living with purpose. Make work, whether it's paid work or volunteer work or doing housework or taking care of kids or going to school, whatever you do, make that work an avenue for you to bring your own spirit forward and be of service to the oneness of all life and to your own spirit, and serve from that self with a capital S. When you serve from that self, you are already serving that self. And as a result, you will have stepped into that law of circulation and living a more abundant life and open to greater good and receiving greater good and increasing that good in your life. And living the life of abundance that is absolutely here for you. And so blessings to each of you on this path of spiritual awakening and of bringing your spirit into this world and of being a beneficial presence on this planet. Blessings to every single one of you. Thank you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we do affirm as we witness and recognize that presence of the Infinite One that is right here in this room. For I can sense and feel that infinite presence, that presence of the divine God, Spirit, the One, mind, intelligence, love, whatever you want to call it, that presence is right here where we are. That it is right where we are at every single moment in our existence, for it fills all of time and all of space with its beingness. It fills all of time and all of space with its energy and with its love and with its intelligence and with its good. For God means good. And so we stand in this presence of good today. And as we open ourselves and as we give and as we give from our spirits and create an avenue for that to come through, the good of the universe flows into us as an abundance of all of the things that make our lives rich and meaningful and fulfilling. Abundance, the flow, the overflow. We stand in this overflow. And God pours out a blessing into our lives so great that we could not possibly contain it. And so how grateful I am to be in recognition of this life of God that I am living, this life of God that each and every single one of us is living. And so I know that today each one of us is guided and led on this pathway of spiritual expression, on this pathway of giving and receiving. For we have said yes to our own spirits. And so I know that in that yes, all that we need is provided. And so how grateful I am to be living this abundant life. And so it is with that that I release this word into that law of God, knowing that it is unfolding itself now. Because we have claimed it, because we have said yes, and because it is the truth. And so I release this prayer and I say, thank you, God, and so it is.